Thank you very much, Brady. It's good to be on.
No, pleasure to have you, mate. I would normally have to ring you in Great Britain this time of year to talk to you, but you haven't gone back yet.
No, we're just hanging out a little bit longer at home, and just, actually my girlfriend's come out to see me because all the borders and all that were a bit shut and didn't really know what was going on.
Yep.
And, yeah, we're just kind of hanging out here for a little bit longer. The season's just started in the UK. I think they had their first league match last night.
Yep.
But, I'm kind of just hanging out waiting to see what happens because I had a few offers and that, but they kind of all weren't really that good. So I was just waiting to see if injuries played a part or something else happened in the teams.
Which normally does. Is after the last couple of years, which has been mad, Justin, is British Speedway starting to get back on its feet?
I think if they do the right things this year, it will.
Yep.
They had a good opportunity last year to kind of capitalise on the end of, well, it was still in the middle of COVID, but, they missed out that 2020 year, and then obviously they run in 2021, and they didn't really grab the bull by the horns, really. They let a few things slip and just some silly rules and stuff yep. like that. And, yeah, they just kind of need a bit of a kick up the bum on the promotion side of things. But now that everything's open and the UK is like, you can just go in there and you can actually have COVID and still go to work and do that sort of thing. So
yep.
it might get a little bit better, and I hope it does.
Justin, we'll come back to domestically for a minute. Your last 2 years in particular, in my opinion, you've just about ridden yourself back to, well, career best form. Can you put that down to anything?
Don't really know. It's obviously we've missed out on two Australian titles. We didn't get to ride in them because they got cancelled for the obvious reason.
Yep.
Yeah, actually, it's quite funny. I went this season, I won every meet and I didn't ride at Mildura, and then I come second at all the ones at Mildura. So, I'm just kind of enjoying it, I guess. It's been fun, and I do like riding in Australia. It's always, good to come home and race. I've always been one that's raced a lot in Australia. Because I feel like I never do enough. I always want to keep, I want to ride every weekend.
Yep.
So if I had my own way, I'd ride every night, but kind of can't do that.
Would you put it down to you're probably injury free for the first time for a little while?
Yeah, I think just the shoulder thing just played a big part. Just kind of knocked me around a bit and probably losing the Australian title very narrowly. Just,
yep.
Just knocked the wind out of me, I guess. And, I rode in that Grand Prix in Melbourne and it was, it was all kind of going good. And then, bang, had a crash at Curry and, it was a lot worse than, just breaking a collarbone. There was ridge damage and there was bones pushing on my lungs and
all sorts
and
of stuff.
Sort of stuff. So, yeah, it's all better, but... it's as good as it can be without getting it fixed, I guess. It doesn't give me any bother, really. It's just, sometimes it gets a bit stiff and whatnot. But, it's all good now, and it probably is the reason why I'm riding good in Australia. The last year in the UK, I felt like I was doing all okay. And then kind of politics got in the way of things.
It certainly did. It was a little bit rude, actually.
Yeah, it's probably one of the worst things to be involved in. And there's a lot of, experts in Speedway that have been around it a long time and they just kind of couldn't believe what happened. But that's the past and we're moving on to the future.
When you say you've won every meeting you've ridden in outside of Mildura and ran second here at Mildura in all of them, the guys that have beaten you have had to ride the wheels off the thing, and there's not much between first and second in any of those meetings, Sid. It's been a touch and go thing. It's almost like V8 supercars, only a hundredth of a second between you know, a guy like you or Nick Morris or Rowan Tungate or Sam Masters. It could go either way. So you must be pretty happy with your form at the moment, even at home in Olympic Park.
Yeah, well, I kind of, like, I sat back and looked at it a little bit, and I kind of just said, I'm like, well, so they should beat me. They're, you know, I missed 2018 and then, you know, didn't do that many meetings in overseas in 2019. And then well, I broke my hand in 2019, so I didn't do too many. And then 2020 I missed, and, yeah, 2021, I think I did 20, 23 meetings in the UK. So, and, you know, them guys have probably all been up around the 70 to 80 mark meetings in the last 3 years, and I've probably done that in 3 years.
That's what I mean, Sedge, and you only just, yeah. You're pushing them as hard as they can ride. So, yes, I mean, you must be pretty happy with what you've achieved at home here in the last two seasons.
Yeah, no, it's been okay. I would have, you know, I feel like it's still not where I was. In 2015 and 16 and 17, there was, I probably could have nearly been in the Australian team those years. Obviously, we had a couple other guys that, you know, that were doing a bit better, but, you know, I was probably the next one in line, and, yeah, I'm not making excuses, but, yeah, that's, it is what it is with, you know, the injuries and it all plays a part in it, but, I'm 30 now, Braddy, so hopefully I'm a little bit wiser.
Oh, but you'd be on the pension soon, Justin. I thought you'd have to be 30 now. So how many years have you been grinding away over there in England? It'd have to be, what, 10 seasons now?
It's up near 8.
Yep.
Oh, well, it is 8. If I go, like, obviously if I race this year, it'll be my 9th season. But, you know, I looked back at it as well this year, and... you know, I've pretty much done every meet in Australia since I was 16.
Yep.
And there's a lot of people that haven't done that. And I was actually kind of pretty proud about it, actually. It, you know, I looked at, like, the Jack Young Cup and the Vic titles and FA titles and, you know, the Australian title rounds that I've won. And, you know, that's been over, you know, for a long time. You know, I think it's like 14 years I've raced in Australia for.
No, it's been a good effort you've committed to and put back to your own sport in this country, Justin. There's no doubt about that, and there's only been a handful of years over the last probably 20 to 30 years, I'd reckon.
Yeah, well, I kind of looked at Jason Myers a little bit. Like, he always did a lot of meetings in the UK and Poland and Sweden and, you know, rode in the Grand Prix and overseas finals and that type of stuff. But as a kid growing up, you know, I'd go to the Speedway in the summer and he would ride in them all.
Yep.
And I always kind of looked at that and I thought, well, maybe I need to do that as well. Do as many meetings as I can. And sometimes it isn't easy. You know, you need to ride for the right reasons, and you shouldn't just ride for the sake of riding. You need to, you know, be getting something out of it. So, but yeah, he did kind of set a tone in my mind, I guess, to, you know, ride as much as you can at Mildura and elsewhere in Australia.
Now, you're only a couple of weeks away from leaving again, Justin. Where do you base yourself in the UK?
I am based myself in Glasgow.
Yep.
At the moment, it's my girlfriend's from Glasgow, so it's kind of all worked out pretty well in the last 12 months with that. And I like Scotland, to be honest. It's way better than England. And, yeah, I've done it, like, a couple of years at Edinburgh. I raced for that team and, you know, I had the time of my life in Scotland. So I do try and base myself there. And, you know, I lived in Wolverhampton and also Swindon over there as well. But, yeah, Scotland definitely is the best.
Well, let's hope that when you land back over there and you're a well-known name over there in British Speedway now, hopefully some things will open up and... you'll be back on the bike sooner rather than later, mate.
Yeah, well, you know, I have had some deals that have come my way probably the last month, and it was kind of one of them things where you just stand your ground a little bit and say, no, actually, I need to, you know, be paid this much money. And
yep.
It's not greedy, really. You know, everything in the world is getting more expensive. And, I've just kind of stood my ground a little bit. And funny thing is, when they get desperate, that those deals sort come available to you. So I'm just waiting a couple more weeks and let the season play out, because it is like football or whatever. There's already people in the AFL that are already injured and out for the season. So when you sit on top of a 500cc motorbike with no brakes, injuries do come along pretty quickly.
They do. Now, your biggest thing, Justin, I suppose, when you get back home this year would be, I suppose, domestically this season, 2022-23, would be to defend both your Victorian and state championships for a start and hopefully get the Aussie title back on track.
Yeah, it's kind of a little devil sitting on my shoulder, I think. I haven't won it, and I've come second and third before, and I've won rounds of it before. And I don't want to be that guy that didn't win it. Unfortunately, it just doesn't sit real well with me. So I do really want to win it. And, when those two top guys come to Australia, I think, it's pretty much 50-50 on who's going to beat me. And, if I just put a good five rounds together and hopefully I'm on top of the podium when it's all said and done. I actually went and rode in Darcy Ward's meeting.
Yep.
Last weekend in Brisbane, and there's a round there, and it's purely just because I haven't rode there that much and I wanted to get some ups around the track.
And you had a successful night by winning the whole show as well, Justin. So
mate,
best of luck when you go back to England. I'm almost out of time. It's been great to have you on the program. Best of luck when you go back to England with you and your partner, and let's hope that the British season can bring you what you like and hit the ground running again when you get back home around about November this year.
No worries, Brady. Thank you very much.
No worries. You take care, Justin.
You too, mate.